Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. WWC Engineering from your Synergy Home Care Studios. Bob Grammons along and alongside the infamous James Timberlake. Good morning.
Infamous.
Yes. How about that?
That's usually, I equate that with a bad thing.
No, it's good.
Okay.
I mean that.
I'm infamous at a certain restaurant where I was drooling down my face.
Right.
By the way, haven't been back.
You haven't been back there yet?
Yeah, they'll always remember me as, wow, we had this customer.
Bad guy.
He was drooling, and I haven't seen him since.
We know where he works.
Yeah, true.
They know where you work, James. You know, I was at the Chamber of Commerce Awards of Excellence on, was it Wednesday night? I don't know what day it is. Weeks, days are flying by. And I had a couple people talk to me about that, James. You know, just,
oh, no.
Mentioned it to me about your drooling coming from the dentist and not realizing. So they thought it was pretty good.
Great.
Good humor, James. It was good
humor. I'm
hoping
it wasn't Mr. Mowry, because I have both a student and professional relationship with him that I've had for a long time.
Looking at the date book today, James. 1955, Billboard magazine reported that 45 RPM records were outselling the larger, heavier 78 RPM platters for the first time.
Okay.
Now you want to know this? No. Fast forward from 1955 to 2025, sales of vinyl records in the U.S. grew almost 10% year over year to hit 48 million of them sold last year.
Okay.
Vinyl records making the comeback. That's funny. I still have all my vinyl. I still have all my eight tracks. I still have all my cassette tapes too. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Big breakfast day, James.
Oh. All right. I can do that.
You can do that?
It's my favorite meal of the day for sure.
But you don't need big breakfast though, do you? On the
weekday? Just depends, I guess.
Yeah, no, not me. It's a protein bar, maybe a protein shake and yogurt, and off I go.
If it's a if it's a weekend, I'll do a big breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, true. Are you going to go anywhere tomorrow?
No, probably not tomorrow.
Okay, just want to know.
Yeah,
in case you do. Polar bear day today.
Okay.
Oh, here you go. Stand up to bullying day. Yeah.
That should probably be every day.
Every day. It's a no-brainer day, too. I like it.
Oh, sure.
Protein day. Add some more protein in your life.
Yeah, definitely. It's
skip the straw day, James.
Okay.
All right, so don't use a straw. Save it for another time. It's also, tomorrow is floral design day.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, we were just talking. With Shane Parker, and congratulations to Babes on their award at the Chamber event. Floral Design Day, Public Sleeping Day on Saturday. All right.
I will say really quickly.
Yeah.
Babes Flowers, they won that award. There's probably not a better office that, like, in terms of smell.
Oh, I know, right?
That's got to be number one.
It's got to be the best smelling office in town.
Yeah.
Right?
We should have a top five best smelling offices in town competition.
Yeah.
But that one, number one, is probably already decided.
Yeah. There you go.
They're taking PEDs when it comes to that.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Tooth Fairy Day. Remember the Tooth Fairy, James?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay. It was on,
always visited.
I was on this date, James, and I remember this day, and I remember where I was on this day. It was February 28th, 1983. The final episode of MASH was broadcast on TV. Most watched TV episode in history. So I'm a huge MASH fan. I watch MASH all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't now, but I did watch MASH all the time. Saw all the every single episode. I was in a hotel in Newcastle, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay. It did not have the channel for that show.
Oof.
And I missed it. And I was going absolutely stir crazy on the final episode of MASH. It was like, you got to be kidding me. In this flea bag motel in Newcastle with a TV that it literally, James, is 1983. The TV turned. There was no cable in the TV. All right. I think it was a single channel. It was out of Rapid City or something. That was it on that TV.
Yeah, that's.
I missed it. I missed the episode, but I did. I did soon after see it because they replayed it back. But yeah, it was 125 million viewers in the U.S. watched that final TV episode.
You probably had to wait though, too. It's not like you.
I did have to wait. I had to wait actually quite a while to see it again. Because again, 1983. Think
back.
Yeah,
you couldn't just go and find it.
No, it wasn't on demand. It wasn't streaming anywhere. Streaming? If you would have said that word to me in 1983, you know, you can get that on streaming. And I'd be thinking water. Really?
If only you could go back in time, you know?
I know.
Explain to people what we would have.
Yes. Sunday, March 1st, it is beer day. All right. Want to have a beer?
Sure.
Go ahead. It is... pig day. It is share a smile day. So share a smile, right?
Sure.
Wedding planning day. Oh, yeah. That time of year.
Now, yeah, it's true. It is. It's almost wedding season.
It is. Now, James, tonight, there's a good chance we can see this. It's like a planet parade tonight. Six planets, Jupiter, Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, Venus, Mercury are all going to align. All right?
Cool. Okay.
It'll be about an hour after sunset. There's going to be a pretty bright moon tonight, I think, too.
Awesome.
So, sun goes down about 5:54 p.m. So, I'm thinking close to 7-ish tonight.
Okay. Will the sun even be down by then?
Somewhat, yeah. So, you know, you want to start looking about 7 o'clock tonight, and you can see those six planets. I believe all six of those are going to be, maybe not one of them, is visible, going to be visible. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Just depends. So, just want to let you know, stars are going to align. See, that's a good thing, right? The stars are going to align tonight, so go. You know, go buy a Mega Millions jackpot ticket because it's $458 million tonight. And if the stars align, guess what?
Yeah, literally.
Literally. You could be a Mega Millions winner. $458 million. So, you know, March is next week, you know, too, as well. Mm-hmm. And?
Literally this weekend.
I know. Sunday. Daylight saving. Saving time is March 8th. So that's what's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. So three things will probably
Those always sneak up on me.
They do. So three things are probably going to happen. We're going to lose an hour of sleep. It'll take you about a week to recover. And then we'll hear the debate. Should we keep daylight saving time? Every time. We're going to hear about it for like 2 weeks afterwards, all right?
And then it's funny because it coincides with us like kind of getting over it after a while.
I know. There is a March. I know. There is a March the 13th, Friday the 13th, March 13th. All right?
We just had a Friday the 13th.
I know.
Too,
we just did. We're going to have another one. Friday the 13th, March. March 15th. Ooh, come on, man. What is this? Selection Sunday.
Yeah, that's... It's weird that it's right around the corner.
I know. March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, which falls on a Tuesday, which means drinking will begin on Friday. And there'll be a bunch of people absent on March 17th. So, yeah. First day of spring, March 20th, right there. So, there you go. That's what's happening. We're out of time, James. Jeez. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Have a great weekend. It is 8 o'clock. James has a swap shop in the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, everyone.